USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A San Diego military jury finds Navy SEAL Commander Edward Gallagher not guilty in the fatal stabbing of an Islamic State prisoner in Iraq and random shootings of civilians. His lawyer says he's relieved.
Tears of joy.
Absolute joy.
Emotion. Freedom. Absolute euphoria.
Gallagher was only found guilty of posing with a corpse. In Homestead, Florida, lawmakers visited a migrant detention facility that houses children. Congresswoman Betty Thompson says conditions are bad and taxpayers are footing the bill.
$775 per day per child.
It was another round of gains for Wall Street. The Dow is up 69 points, the S&P up 9, and the NASDAQ up 18. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Another White House official is moving to the 2020 election team, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
White House Senior Advisor for Communications Mercedes Schlapp taking a new job advising the Trump campaign. She's the latest administration official to cross over to the re-election effort ahead of the 2020 contest. Schlapp joined the White House in September of 2017 as a Senior Advisor for Strategic Communications. Campaign officials say that she will be helping with both strategy and Latino outreach thanks to her bilingual capabilities. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
House Democrats have taken the IRS to court to get President Trump's tax returns. The chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Richard Neal, initially asked in April for 6 years of the president's personal and business tax returns. He sent a subpoena in May. They say he'll now sue the IRS, the Treasury Department, and their respective leaders, Steve Mnuchin and Charles Rettig, for the information. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wade Alaroot Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wade Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email waynerut@gmail.com.
A total solar eclipse was visible in South America around Chile. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
Now, it wasn't visible to us here stateside, although if you went to NASA's website, you could have streamed the event. Dr. Michio Kaku, theoretical physicist and professor of physics at the City College in New York, tells Fox News why this was a big deal.
We are celebrating the 100th anniversary of the solar eclipse of 1919. That was incredibly important because that sealed the reputation of an obscure scientist by the name of Albert Einstein. That solar eclipse showed beyond a shadow of a doubt that light bends when it goes around the sun during an eclipse. And at that point, that was the instant that we physicists said, aha, relativity is correct. Einstein is a genius. And that was 100 years ago during a solar eclipse.
Dr. Kaku continues.
Newton says that apples and oranges bend when you throw them in a gravitational field. But a flashlight we thought goes in a straight line in a gravitational field. Nope. Light from distant stars bend as they go around the sun, which you can see during a solar eclipse. And bingo, that sealed the fate of relativity and our conception of the universe.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.